come in, Yoshpil Lefneim. There were three rows of Tamil Chomer sitting in front of them. He had before, each row also had 23. So the Kitzi had 92 altogether there. And we had before, that was the reason why you have to have 120 people in the city to make at least a Sanhedrin. So Kolpon, the Bez not have three rows of Tamil Chomer sitting in front of them. Now, Kolechot V'echot Makaris Mekoymoy. In all these three rows, each one knew how great he was. In other words, the first row were greater people, not so great was behind, and the least was of the third row. Let's say Bezdin saw that out of the first 23, some are going. They're not going to be here too long. So we have to make new ones. Take over. We have to give them smichah. So they took the people from the first row and they gave them smichah. They were the best ones. Echad then echad min hashniya bolal rishena. They kept them moving up then. And somebody from the second row now moved up to the first row because somebody from the first row was promoted into the Bezdin. Now they moved up from the second to the first row. And echad min hashlishis bolal rishniya. That's why they kept them moving up. Now from the third row moved up to the second row. And eventually they let a new guy in. Barim lem oit echad min hakal. Then they picked out one more person in the kal that was able to sit down there to be part of these three shuras. O mashiv noisai bishlishis. They put the new person in the third row. So Yehoya Yosheb and Koyma Sharishain, Hal Yosheb and Makam Roiloi. Lav Dafki had to sit in the first one's place, for wherever he deserves. Rosh of Yehoya Oysa Shinivra Menakal Yosheb and Koyma Sharishain, Rosh Bishura Shlishi, El Makam Roiloi, Besaif Hashura. Mustami sat at the end of the third row. In other words, the one that was promoted from the third row up, Mustama was at the head of the third row. So now when the new one comes, he does not go straight to the head of it, but he goes wherever he belongs. And Mustafa, like everybody, moves up the seat, and he went to the back of the row. Yeah. That's the way Sanhedrin worked. So they always had people who to choose from that were there, Bekitza, having Hadrocha, to know how to paskin. They always had people, they were teaching them how to paskin. And all these Tamidim were always there, listening to the Psak. So when it came that they had to be part of the dine, it was easy to take them. They knew what to do. For the Marim Minuhanimili, how do we know this? Rashi says, the Ba'agola Hoyo Yoshvin. How do we know that that's the way you sit your Bezdin? That they should sit in a half circle. Omer Rabba Achra Ba'achanina. The Yom Akro, the Pesach says, Shererecho Agan HaSahar Al Yechzer HaMozeg. So we dash like this. Shererecho Zu Sanhedrin. This goes on the Sanhedrin. And it says what Agan HaSahar, they were sitting like a gan. That Loma Nikro Shmo Shererecho. Why were they called Shererecho? She Yosheves B'Tibur Shalaylam, because Sanhedrin sitting in Yerushalayim was sitting in the Tibur Shalaylam in the middle of the world. Rashi says She Beis Hamikdash B'Emtza Shalaylam. The Beis Hamikdash was in the middle of the world. Even yeah, right. Even though Sanhedrin Agdala was there, Sanhedrin Katana wasn't there, but means Rashi says the Mishnah Sanhedrin means Af Shochav Gimel, but Hu Adin Shal Shivim also. Means both. The Sanhedrin Gedolah and the Sanhedrin Katana both sat this way. Sechur now was saying Sharech goes on the Sanhedrin here. The Chur means the Sanhedrin Gedolah. That was situated in the Beis Hamikdash by the Lishkas Hagozis. So it's called Sharecha because that's like the center of the world. Agan. What does it mean? Agan. She Magina Al Kol Olam. It protects the whole world also. That the Sanhedrin protects the whole world. Yehasar. She doimel esar, it's doimel to esar, al yechzer hamozeg. Trashe doimel esar, doimel to esar bagula, then it's round. And al yechzer hamozeg, what does that mean? Shim hutzrach echad mehem lotzeis. If one of them would have to leave, royim im yesh esrim ushloisha keneged. Sanhedrin katana. If by the Sanhedrin hagadela, when you have 71, if one wanted to leave, they had to make sure that there were at least 23 always left over. If there were 23 left over, then he could leave. V'yimlav en yetziv. Not, he cannot go out. So Rashi says, mozig means, shnei chilki mayim v'yechad yayin. Like diluted wine. Diluted wine, you have two portions of water and one portion of yayin. That means you're also a yachzer ha-mozig. You should never be missing the one-third. It means a yachzeru michele kashlishi shukadei ha-royu la-mozig. That means eshrim u-shloisho shlish shal shivim. 23 is one-third of 70. So the Kitzur, when some of them wanted to leave, if any of the Sanhedrin HaGadolah wanted to leave the Sanhedrin HaGadolah, he could only leave if there were still left over at least 23, one-third. So that's this Rosh that it goes on to Sanhedrin HaGadolah. should never leave over unless it should never leave unless there's a mazik one third still there. Then the pasuk says, "Bitnecharei maschitim." Then what does that mean? That it's like an areimas, a bundle of wheat. That means ma areimas chitim, just like a bundle of wheat. Hakil nenem imenu. Everybody has enjoyment from it. Like you eat wheat, you enjoy it. Ah, Sanhedrin, the same thing. Sanhedrin. Hakil nenem mitameim. Everybody has enjoyment from the town that it gives out. If it gives law, everybody's happy with the law that it gives. Then it says, Suga bashoshanim, is like by the lilos, by the shoshanim, or the roses. Sha'afilu kisuga shoshanim la'yifrut sobem pirtzais. Shrashi, Suga bashoshanim, kidura bashoshanim, kloimar, biyazora kalo v'avdola muetis, hey nifroshim in averim. They hold themselves back even from the smallest avera. The Ansara gather of one, they do not need a wall of stones to stop them. Even though they're away from the avera, very small, there's only like a gather, a fence of flowers there. So normally you would think, go over and do the avera. No. For Sanhedrin, they were able to hold themselves back, just a fence of roses was enough to stop them from doing the Avera. That's called Suga Shoshanim, Shafilu Suga Shoshanim, Layifrut Sobem Protzis. They would not go out to do the Averas. They would not break through this fence to do the Averas.
All right, turn over.
The Gemara says, Vahainu, this is what the Omala Yehu Mino Rav Kana. One min said to Rav Kana, that Amrisoi Nida Shoril Yehudai Behadi Gavra. That he said, what the nida is allowed to have yichud with her husband. That's the halacha. That your own husband is allowed to be with his wife, even though she's a nida. Yeah. Efsha. The min, the rapikur is like, yes, Rav Kana. You say, that a nida is shol yichud b'adi gavra. So you ask him a question, why? Like you have fire and flax there, and it's not going to burn, so how could you permit the husband to be with his wife when she's in Ido? Like for sure there's a time with there, they'll be together. Or Malay, so Rav Kani answered back, Ha Torah Ido Aleinu. The Torah says, Edis upon us, the Jews, that Suga B'Shoshanim. That means we're like in a gate of flowers. Sha'afilu Kisuga B'Shoshanim, Le'yifrut Sabem Paratzais. But even though there's only a small fence between us, but there's the Azorah, there's the Isra of the Torah, not to touch, not to be with your wife when she's in Nida, so that will protect us. That will stop us, we don't have to be afraid, we'll break through and do the Avera. Resh Lakash, Shomer Lakash, set me off from this pasuk. Kefela Chariman Rakosech. That means, Afilu Rekonim Shabuch. Even the empty-headed peoples of Klai Yisrael, still, Melaya Mitzvahs Karimain. They're full of mitzvahs like a pomegranate. Kids, they do mitzvahs. Have the mitzvahs protect us, they help us. Yeah. Rabbi Zeri Omer of Zeri says, Nachum in this pasuk, V'yorech es reach begodav, he smelled the clothing by Yaakov, he smelled, Yitzchok smelled the clothing that Yaakov was wearing, is al tikri, don't call it begodav, his clothing, elaboidav, he smelled what the people that the boidav that rebel. And, yeah. So, he was able to smell. Because he knew what was bad, and just from the smell he stood away from it. But Hanu Bryune, there was a bad person, Rosh Hashanah, Pritzim, Losh and Burim, Pritzim, people that do bad things. Tehevi Bishavus of Yabzera, they were in the neighborhood of Yabzera. Tehevi Mekarv Luhu, that he was Mekarv them. There were bandits there, and living in the neighborhood of Yabzera, and Yabzera used to be Mekarv, was nice to the bandits. What's the Hezbo? The Stami thought they'll do tshuva one day. So he wanted to be Mekarv, act nice to them. That they should eventually do tshuva. The Vikafti Rabbonin. Rabbonin didn't like that. How could Reb Zeri be nice to the bandits? Kinoch Nafshei. To Reb Zeri, when Zeri was mace, Armin said like this. Ad Nidna, up until now, have a Haricha cut in Shakya. They have a boy alone Rachmei. That he was like a burning the foot of a person. Trashi,
to be the nerve that they'll have rachmanis on us. But hashta man boy yelon rachme, who's going to have tshuva upon these people? And here in Bulabayu, these people, the bandits right now, have thought of tshuva, v'yob the tshuva, and achnarma did the tshuva. Marsh Mustak, a good thing what Reb Zera did, because he was makar of them, eventually they want to do tshuva. Taz Mishnah says, show Shuras, you have three rows. Omer Abaya, Shema Midah, from here we hear, ki naidi, kula naidi. When they move, all of them move. In other words, like we said before, when one gets promoted, so everybody moves up one seat. Not the pshat, the new guy takes over, but every single person moves up. Kadimar v'lei malhu, I didn't have a yasab ratio, hashti masvisli bin nidvei. Tuna is sitting on top. Now I should sit. Bin nidvei means at the bottom by the tail. In other words, the Talmud that was in the first row, of the first row, when he comes promoted to get smicha, comes into the bezin, know where he sits now, in the bottom seat. So he should be better off staying where he was. Before he was in the first seat. Now when he goes up the next row, he comes to the last seat. So what's so good about that? Gemara says, yes. Om Rabaya Diamrulay, Hochi have a zon of La Royas, Valtiya Rosh Lashualim. You're better off being in the highest seat, even though there you'll be a tail to the lions, but rather than being a head to the foxes. Enachnam it could die to move up. Megatas, yeah? You go up, even though when you graduate you become the lowest, that's Kedai. That's the way you start, that's the way you grow. You go from elementary school to high school, from high school to Beis Medrash, you move up, you're nobody there, but that's the way you start, guys. From small to bigger, that's the way you go. All right, we'll stop here. You are holding Daf Lamed Zayin Omer Aleph by the Bar Mishnah. The Mishnah says, Ketzad Ma'aymen Es Oedim. How do we scare the Yedim when they come to Beit and to say this? We want to make sure they're not going to lie. So how do we scare them? So locher is, Al Eidim Nefoshes. In the case where the Eidim are coming to say that Reuben is Chayv Misa. So Hayimachnisa Noison, the Bezdin would bring the two Eidim in, or Maimon Aleim, they would scare them, and they would say to them, Shema Toimru, Mu'umad, maybe what you say in the Eidim is, you're just like guessing, Mu'umad, it's just like a Mu'umad, it's like an estimate, but not that you really know. Or else in Mishmua, maybe you only know that Reuben killed because you heard about it, you heard a rumor. Or else Eid Mi Pi Eid, maybe you only heard it from another Eid outside of Bezdin. Or else me pi adam nemon sheman. Or else you heard it from a person that's believed. Still, it's not called edus because you did not see the action. Oy shema maybe imatim yodim. If you're going to know she seifenu livdek eskam, that we're going to check you out. But risha vechakiro, you would not say your edus. So be careful. Like we want to make sure that you know the edus. Now heavy yodim. We tell them also you should know. There's a big difference between the Eidus you say now about Nefoshes or the Stam Eidim say about Momin. Why? Because Dini Momnis, if Stam Eidim are saying that Reuben is Chayiv Momin, Odom, they say Momin is Chapaloi. Even on the tzad that you're lying, you're doing an Avera, but you could do Tshuva later and just return the money. But Dini Nefoshes, over here we are saying that Reuben is Chayiv Miso, Domoi Vedam Zarisov Tluyimboi, at Seifelim, if you're going to have him killed falsely, so then you should know his blood is going to be yelling at you, and all his children that they should have had will be tzayekim, will be like yelling at you. What does that mean? A tluyim by the Mishnah says they'll be hanging and be upon you. The chet will be upon you. Shekein motzino b'kayin. We find the same thing by Kayin. Shara gesach if he killed his brother, and shenema the pasuk says demeyachicha tzayekim. The blood of your brother is screaming. Eino aimer damachicha doesn't just say the blood of your brother. What does that mean? That means Domai Vadam Zarisa, his blood and his children's blood. They're also yelling, so that's this inya, we scare these Edom of Misa to make sure they're not lying. Now the Mishnah says another Pshat in this Pasuk of Domai Achicha. Dovarach, another Pshat is Domai Achicha, the blood of your brother. Shoyu Domai Mushlach al Eitzim Yavonim. It means the blood of Hevel was spilled on wood and on sticks. Wood and stones. That the Gemara says, Cain did not know how to kill him, so he hit him with sticks and with stones. The figure the Mishnah says, Nivru Adam Yechidi. You know why a person was born Yechidi, separate? That is, Adam Rishon was created alone. L'lamedcha, to teach us, Shekol Hamavet Nefesh Achas Pi Yisrael. Whoever destroys one Nefesh, one soul of a Jew, It's like you destroyed the whole world. Whoever keeps alive or is mekarev one nefesh in Yisrael is mal olav akosav kilu kiyam olam olay. It's like you kept the whole world alive. There's another reason also why Hashem created Adam Rishon Yechidi, single, because of Shalom Habriyas, to keep peace amongst us. Somebody should not say to his friend, listen, Abba Godom Yavicha, my father is greater than your father. But now, no, because we all have the same great-great-grandfather we all have, we all b'nei Adam Rishon. And secondly, v'shaloi yehei minam oimrim, the minam, the apikursim, should not say, habei rishuyas b'shamayim. There are a lot of different powers in Shemayim, a lot of different gods. And therefore, maybe each god, like, created his own person. So that's why Hashem now created one Adam Rishon, as if to say there's only one yochid b'shamayim. We also see the greatness of HaKadosh Baruch Hu through Adam Rishon. Why? Shodom teveya kama matbeis. The chayisim echad, a person has, let's say, a mold or a signet. Or a signature, a chayisim, a seal, so when every time you use it, it gives off the same signature. For chulam daimim zelazer, they all look alike. Umelech malchiyam mocham HaKadosh Baruch Hu, but HaKadosh Baruch Hu is not that way. Tova kol Adam b'chayisim eshal Adam Rishon. Everybody has the same type of a form like Adam Rishon. We all look a little bit alike. But still, v'yein echad mihem daim lechaveroi. No two people look exactly alike. That's all the greatness of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. There's so many people in the world, and no two people look exactly alike. The figure, therefore, kol echad v'yechad chayiv loimer. Every single Jew has a chiyuv to say upon himself that b'shvili nivra olam, because of me, HaKadosh Baruch Hu created the world. V'shem ha'tomru, maybe a person would say,